Let's talk data. We all accumulate quite a lot of data on our websites, don't we? For various reasons, data about users, or there's certain data that we present back to on the website, and we obviously have analytics data, and we have data from our forums about how many discussions there are and what those discussions are about, and maybe we have data on points of interest or data we've collected from users on the website. Data, data, data everywhere. But we don't really use that data very well. For a start, we're not particularly good at analysing it ourselves and getting the most out of it. But also, we underestimate maybe what we can do with that data in terms of showing it back to users on our website. Some of the best and coolest things that I've seen are where somebody's taken an existing data set of whatever and then kind of repurposed it and visually presented it back to the users on the website in an interesting and engaging way. Take, for example, a recent little demo that Craig at Headscape, one of our developers, did, where he took a load of data that had been collected about butterflies and where butterflies are across the UK. And they didn't have a lot of information. They basically had the species of the butterfly, its GPS coordinate, roughly where it was seen, and the date where it was seen. And yet from that, he produced some amazing maps and graphs that are really engaging, that, you know, allowed you to draw a polygon on a certain area of the map. Say, for example, Dorset. You could draw Dorset and it would just show the results from Dorset. Or you could say, show me the results for Dorset for this particular species over this particular time frame. And there were, you know, graphs and different ways of presenting it. It really was very impressive, but most of all, very engaging. You wanted to play with it. You wanted to experiment and see the different results coming out of the data set. Another example of it is an iPhone app called Memento. Memento is a great app that's basically a journaling journal app, you know, creating a diary. Now, the problem with diary apps, or indeed diaries full stop, is you start them and you maybe do them for a while and then you give up. And part of the problem is that everything gone before you start the diary is blank. You've got no way of kind of experiencing the benefits. The great thing about a diary, obviously, is looking back at it in a year's time and looking at what you were doing and being reminded and getting the joy of that. So because you don't have that when you start a diary, you tend to give up. Now, Memento does a great thing where it grabs data from various sources. It grabs your Facebook status updates, your Twitter status updates, your Flickr photographs, all of these different sources of data that are out available on the web, and pulls them all in. So actually, the day you start your diary, it's pulled in tweets and Facebook updates and Flickr photos from potentially years ago. And that's amazing because it suddenly inspires you to carry on writing your diary, because you can see the benefits of being able to look back at what you were doing a year ago or 2 years ago. So using data in imaginative ways is incredibly powerful. So look at your own site and ask yourself, what data are you collecting? And can you be presenting that in a much more engaging way, both to you internally within the organisation, so you can really dig into that data and get the most out of it, but also externally showing it back to users? Now, sometimes it can be quite hard to picture what you can really do with that data. So that's where it's really worth speaking to a developer or somebody that has a good understanding of how data works and what can be done with it. I mean, I certainly wouldn't have thought of all the various ways that Craig used that data to do amazing things about it. So if you've got data, speak to someone that knows how to make the most of it. You might be surprised what you can pull out of it.